Happy Father's Day, everybody. How about a hand for all the dads here today and all the grandpas? Happy Father's Day. God is so good, amen? Thank you, Lord. Whatever you went through on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, however you felt on Thursday and Friday, God brought you back to church today. Can I get an amen? He carried you back to this church after everything you've been through this week because he loves you and wants to lift you up and make you stronger. That's what church is going to do, make you stronger, amen? Give you more hope and more faith and more dreams. We want to dream. We don't want anybody here to stop dreaming. If God has given you a dream, if God has given you things to do with your hands, I pray that you start to do them. Follow what God has given you to do. I know that Deacon Chuck, I'm going to pick on him because he's got this hobby that he loves to do, creating things with his hands and creating items. You need to do that, Chuck. You need to let God, let him flow through you because you'll bless other people. We've seen the work that Brother Art does when he made those pigs in the banks and all the other things that he's blessed us with, our dove. See, follow your dream and follow the things that you love to do, and God will lift you up. Amen? Trust God. Let's stand up and pray together today. Lord, we have another chance to come together today. Thank you. It was not promised yesterday, though we said we were going to church, but here we are. We got up and we came, so let us receive the word today. Receive the word in a way you didn't receive it yesterday. Receive it in your spirit that changes who you are, changes the way you see people, changes the way you talk to people, changes how you treat your husband, how you treat your wife, so that that love can flow through your house. Let that love flow. And if it's not what you want it to be right now, then look up to God because he's everything that you need him to be. He is there waiting to hold you, to keep you safe, keep you in a place where victory is right there, keep you in a place where you can be healthy and you can really be strong and lead others to him. But he'll heal you. How many knows God will heal you? How many know that the word of God has healing powers in it? If you listen to what he says and follow what he tells you, the healing comes from God above. Amen? Not from man, but from who? God. Hallelujah. Let us pray that we all receive the healing today from God. Whatever we're going through in our hearts, be stronger. Praying for our families and our friends. Let's just believe that God hears and know that he hears and he never forgets our prayers. So as a church, let's just thank him for the answers now, right now. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to see a way through for those prayers. Thank you in Jesus' name. We're going to read your word today and we're going to study and just enjoy him. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I get an amen? Amen. Happy Father's Day. Anybody wish God happy Father's Day today? I'm sure y'all did too. I know I did. Let's stand up and pray together, church. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. O children, the things that were promised by God, the things were promised in this life and then the next life, when we leave here, where our families are waiting for us and our friends are waiting for us. Oh, the promises that we have are so unbelievable, yet they're given to us by God. They're given to us, amen? Unmerited favor, amazing grace. What Jesus did on that cross that none of us earned, he did it because he loved us and knew that we had to have a salvation. And Jesus became our salvation, the door that opens to God, to heaven, to the throne room. He is the one, the mediator for us, standing between us and the Father. And he already said, yes, I love you. What a blessing we have. What a God we serve. I just keep praying for us to grow stronger and praying for people to come into this church to see what we're building and let them have that joy and that peace that we're given. Hallelujah. You ever have something you wanted to tell your friends you're so excited about, you had that you wanted to share with them, you wanted them to know the truth about something and you just couldn't wait to tell them? That's kind of like what the Bible is. That's kind of like what the Psalms are. When David Wright was writing Psalms, he's like, I got to share what God has given me to share with my family and my friends. And I bet David had no idea how many people were going to read his words and how his words were going to change people's lives and heal people. But it's just amazing. And he writes this: "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. David was trying to tell us that blessed, you're in a place of favor with God when you do not walk with those people, ungodly or sinners or seeking the scornful. Now, when you say sinners, be careful. We need to be careful, because how many fall short daily? All of us, amen? And we don't look at each other's sins. We don't judge them. But we know, and I say this, the Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. But I say sometimes we judge ourselves by the things we say and the things we do, amen? And the words that we use, we judge ourselves by them. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When David was writing that, he was so excited he wanted to tell us. Amen? And that's what the Word of God... How many knows the Word of God heals? I mean, it truly does. If you... Miss Karen, good to see you, dear. We have missed you. Say hi to Karen, everybody. We love her. I read a couple of things in the paper, and I want to read some of them to you, and I just want you to understand... Well, you see what you think. First one was that Griffin Hospital is offering a 2-day basic level therapeutic touch workshop for individuals interested in learning about this healing method. Now, I believe that we could, what we do, I believe some of this is healthy, amen? You know, like somebody going on a diet and say, yeah, that's healthy, what you're going to eat, don't eat salt or whatever, don't eat... But it says, therapeutic touch is an energy healing technique that is derived from the ancient practice of laying on of hands. It has been taught to thousands of healthcare professionals and can help reduce pain and anxiety, expedite healing, and increase overall feelings of well-being. Well, I believe some of that can be true. Amen? And it says, the purpose of this basic level workshop is to explain the concepts and practices of therapeutic touch, allowing ample time for hands-on practice. Participants must attend both workshop sessions to receive credit. The workshop is open to the public and there are no prerequisites to attend. The workshop instructor, and he names the instructor, who she is and where she works. She's been teaching since 2000. She's a qualified technician, therapeutic touch technician, through the Therapeutic Touch International Associates, the International Associates of Therapeutic Touch. The fee for the workshop, $100. And then I saw this in the same newspaper. The Woodbury Yoga and Meditation Center will host Divine Feminine Summer Solstice Healing Channeling with a healing practitioner, mentions her name. And it says she will open a healing channel with divine feminine energy and consciousness to support participants in opening up to the deeper love, health, and heart connection. Said this 1-hour meditation healing channeling will include divine energy transmission to the group, one-on-one, and all of humanity. There will be a time after for sharing and questions. The event is open to men, women, and children who are able to sit quietly through the meditation. The event has no cost set but seeks meaningful donations. And then it received, tells me that she went to school for this, and I actually looked up some of it. I looked up the, and I, trying to get myself in the right frame of spirit. I wasn't reading them to judge them, because I know some of that is good. Amen. If you meet somebody that knows how to touch somebody, you know, our son is going through massage therapy, and that helps. Amen. When you get a good rub down, it helps. So, but I read those, and I told my wife, see, the world's not afraid to say God, that nothing to do with God, but they can heal. Amen. Sometimes people in Christ, sometimes the churches are afraid to say that the Bible has healing powers. Amen. And there's no cost. Sometimes the church is afraid to reach out and say, yes, God heals. Amen. Say that with me. God heals. Amen. And so I looked up the agencies, and I looked up what they said and what they stood for, and I saw a lot of self-inner strength. And I said, well, the Bible taught me to remove self, because there's going to come a time when you're in this that you're going to find yourself, and here's the word, alone. Amen. And the worst place to be when you're not feeling good is where? Alone. So if you're meditating on whatever your mind is telling you and you're trying to do something without God, you're going to find yourself alone. Amen. Well, with God, you are never alone. Now, here's where I was going. There's the word called anointing. Anybody ever heard that word? It's in the Bible, Elder Patton. The word anointing means called, chosen. Amen. God has chosen you. So anointing means chosen one. Now the laying on of hands, I mean, we had a church and my pastor used to lay hands on, because I knew her and I knew her faith, and I knew that she was laying hands on me with the power of God. Amen. It was all about Jesus. I received that. But I would tell you right now, if somebody came in and said, I want to lay hands on you, I want to know where they came from. I want to know what they're talking about. I want to know who's behind that. Amen. I would not let anybody lay hands on me if they're not talking about Jesus. Amen. I just wouldn't do that. Hallelujah. And the thing about laying hands, isn't magical. It doesn't all of a sudden produce something. Amen. It's not a magical power. We know where our power comes from. Amen. Now, in the Bible, this is interesting. In the Bible, who are we told to go to when we want prayer? The elders of the church. The Bible says go to the elders. Why does it tell us to go to the elders of the church? Yes, because they're strong in faith. Amen. When you go to them, they're going to pray in the name of Jesus. They're going to pray according to the word of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's who I want praying for me. Amen. I want to be right with the word. And they're dedicating to serving God. They stand in the word, and they are leaders of the church. Amen. Because the power to heal comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen. It doesn't come from man. Are you with me? It just, man doesn't give man anything. God gives us the anointing. I believe that, and I'm going to preach that. We must remove self and allow God to work inside us. The Word of God is full of healing. Can I amen that? And I'm going to show you what I'm just, there's so much healing in the Word of God. Let me just read a few, and I'm telling you, and there's no charge for this. There's no charge for this today, because God bless us. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes you glad. Amen. You want to help somebody get through depression, you give them a good word. Is it going to cure them overnight? Absolutely not. How many know depression is real? But the Bible is telling us that it's the anxiety of the heart that brings that depression. So if you know that, if you know the Word of God and you know that, and you know that a good word will make it glad, you know that God's got a good word for you. Amen. So you got that anxiety. So you go to the Word of God and you get a good word, and all of a sudden your depression starts to fall. It starts to diminish. Amen. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. The fear of the Lord is the fountain of life. Now there's healing for you right there. Whatever you're going through, if you know that you love God and you just love Him with all your heart, there's a fountain of life waiting for you in this book. Amen. What book? The Bible. Amen. There's healing because of that. Are you with me? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Listen, a sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Amen. When your heart is right, when you feel good and you talk good and you have that feeling inside, that is life to your body. Amen. Who's given that to you? God has given it. And it says if you have envy, God is warning you in that. If you have envy and strife and you want things, it's rottenness to the bones. It means you're not going to be healthy. Amen. The more you crave something that you that's not yours, you're not going to have that health. Amen. And then there's one more here. Commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Hallelujah. How beautiful is that? Commit your works to the Lord, Sergio, and your thoughts will be established. Amen. You might start thinking thoughts that aren't right, but God will pull you back. He'll touch you. God will touch you with his love. Something will come over you. Your mind will remember the word of God. Amen. The more you know the word of God, the more strength you have in your body. Amen. The more you know the word of God, the more healing there is in your body. And let me tell you something. When you have that healing in your body, guess what you can do? You can give it to somebody else. Amen. You can pass that on because you're passing on what? Not self. You're passing on God. Amen. And I read those things not to judge them because I understand the word. I understand the world. But let me tell you, there was not one mention of God or Jesus in anything that I read. And then I read this in the book of Matthew. In the book of who? Jesus is saying, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. I think that says pretty much all I need to know. Amen. If you deny Jesus, if you don't mention Jesus, you don't have that Jesus. Amen. He's saying, Jesus said that if you confess him, if you tell people about him, Jesus is going to tell people about you, to his Father about who? About you. Amen. And see, that's the key to me. There was nothing about God. It's all about self. And I believe that. I believe that. And Nancy, I know that you're a therapeutic, that you believe that. But when you go and you pray for people in that hospital, you're still doing it with the Word of God. You're still doing it with the knowledge of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you. You're not telling people, I'm Nancy, I'm going to heal you. You're not telling people, I'm Nancy, I can teach you how to heal other people. I can teach you how to touch other people. Amen. And then if you take this course and give me $100, then I will tell you and I will give you a certificate of healing powers. Amen. And that's, we need to share Jesus with more people. Amen. We need to tell more people about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is our everything. Amen. He got you here today. How many had a bad weekend? Maybe you felt bad one day. Whatever. He got you here today. He got you through all of that. So when that attack comes again, and it probably will, you just say, been there, done that, because God sees me through. Amen? See, you're never alone. And this is what I always write. With God, you are never alone. He is the healer. Amen? God is the healer. Now, you may have a feeling that you can help other people. Well, then do it with God. Before you touch somebody, before you're going to touch somebody, because I believe that, pray to God. Say, God, give me the strength. God, let me know that I'm doing it right. Talk to God. Amen? Don't be afraid to talk with him. Tell him, Lord, I want to pray for this person. I want to lay hands on this person. I want to heal this person with all my heart and soul, Lord, but I cannot do it on my own. I need your power. I need the Holy Spirit flowing through me. Amen? And then you're according to the Word of God. I mean, how many want to be according to? I want to be according to the Word of God. Can I get an amen? So that's the testimony of God. Let's pray together. Lord, we confess you today. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. So Lord, we take that scripture, that one line, Lord, and we confess you to this world. We're going to tell others about you, Lord. We're going to read your word, because in this book, 66 books, there's healing, there's strength, there's peace, there's everything that I need to live a life of prosperity, to share with my friends, to pray for my enemies, to keep my body healthy, to keep my body healthy. There's healing in this book that tells us how to stay healthy, how to remove the things that cause us the pain and the anguish, to remove the doubts that separate us from God. When you're doubting something, you're separating yourself from the power of God. When you're saying, I can't do it, you're calling God a liar, because he says, with him inside you, all things are possible. You can do that. As long as you're here and as long as you're breathing, you have every right to reach for that and grab that and take that. But you must act on the word of God. You must act on it. You must accept it and then send it out through the God. Hallelujah. Through the Holy Spirit. We talked about the Holy Spirit last week. He is the indwelling of God. I said last week that the Holy Spirit was the greatest gift God gave us in this life. The second greatest gift he gave us is this Holy Bible. His word. His word is a gift, another gift from God, telling us how to live, how to be healthy, how to take care of one another, how to lift one another, how to talk to one another. And the good word, the good news, removes the anxieties, removes the depression. The good news heals the spirit. And when the spirit is healed, the body becomes stronger. And even the organs inside of us will heal, because the body is stronger. Your mind is stronger, because it's not you, it's God. It's not you, it's God. It's not you, it's God. You're never alone, and you're not leaning on you. You're not leaning on man, you're calling to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just, and he did it simply because he loved you. He's given us this because he loves you. And that's the greatest gift of healing, love. So I pray that let love shine through this church today in a way that it never could before. Even greater than we even thought possible. Let that love shine. Let that light shine out with love. And let the people see that there's a light here. And there's a reason to come home to Jesus here. Because this is what it's all about. Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And then we can all heal one another. And we can lift one another. And be strong together for one another. Through the course of life. And the things that we face as a family. We can do this with God. Hallelujah. With God in this house. In Jesus' name I pray, receive that love and send it out. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise, church. Please give God praise today. Woo! I stand up here on Sundays and I'm preaching to you out of what book? The Bible, amen? This book. This book that we all have. 66 books here. It's called the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, amen? I want you to understand. Let me read something of what the Bible says to me. In 1 Corinthians it says, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. You see the danger I put myself in? If I give you something other than the gospel, the Bible says, woe to me. And I don't want that to happen. Amen? It says, go. Jesus is telling us in Mark, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach the what? The gospel. What is the gospel? The word of God. Amen? And in 2 Timothy, it simply says, preach the word. Amen? Preach the word. Now, in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says this about this book right here. About this book. All 66 books in it. All scripture. How much scripture? Is given by inspiration of God. Now, in the Greek translation, because we translated in Greek and Hebrew from the old ways, the words are theos neustos. And theos means God, and neustos means breath. So the Bible is telling us that all scripture is given by God breath. God breathed on these people. God inspired these people to write this book right here. Amen? Paul and Peter, all the book and the people in the Old Testament. So this book is the inspiration of God to these people. Who people? Right here. And now it says this. Listen, therefore, beloved, that's you, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace. without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, has written to you. Now, where did Paul get the wisdom from? Who? From God. Come on now. This is so important. Our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. And then it says this, and this explains even more. In 2 Peter it says, for the prophecy never came by the will of man. And this book is called the prophecy. Amen. It never came by the will of man, but holy men of God, some of them spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Amen. By the Holy Spirit, these people wrote this from God. The Bible says it's inspired of a man. I mean, it means that it was God's breath. God inspired these men right here in this book. Hallelujah. So it says, woe to me if I don't preach the word. Amen. See what a position I put myself in. If you don't receive it, it's not you. It's on me. If I teach you something other than this, it's not you. It's me. Amen. And God's going to be mad at who? Me. So I have one job to do. Amen. I have to do. Preach the what? So you have to understand what preaching. I must feed you the word of God. This book. These scriptures. These right here. Now listen why. For your sake. For correction and confirmation. In unity, to complete and keep in order, strength, and this is very important. This word is great. For your safety, Sergio. I must teach you the word of God for your safety. I must teach you out of this book, and when you come to me and ask me for an answer, I find it in this book. If it's not in this book, I'm in trouble. Amen. If it's the word, somebody tells you a word about God, and it's not found in this book, then they can't confirm it. Amen. They can't tell others about it because it wasn't found in the scriptures. Amen. Jesus told us to preach the word. Amen. Go to all the land and preach the word. Hallelujah. I am feeding you. I am responsible to you. God is judging me. Amen. You understand that God is judging me. If I can feed you something of his word, then God is smiling on me. But if I teach you something that's not in here, woe to me. Amen. How many love me? Do you love me? You don't want God mad at me, right? I don't want to even... Hallelujah. I hope not, because I don't want to... Now, there are in other books, and even in some churches in the Bibles, there are other books in there. I don't know if you ever saw that. There are other books by other people in other Bibles, amen? But they're not in the Holy Scriptures, amen? They've been added, and here's why they weren't put into this Bible. Well, there's a few reasons, actually. Not that those writers were wrong, okay, Sergio? Not that they were writing something off of the Bible, but they weren't God-inspired. They felt like when they read these things, these letters, people said, this isn't from God. This is from a teaching. Amen? Now, some of the people who wrote those books, Lisa, and the other books in the Bible, they may have been students of Paul, or they may have been somewhere where Luke was preaching and they took notes, or they may have been somewhere with Peter. They may have walked with Peter, which meant that they understood and they knew, and they said, I'm going to write something. But they wrote, and remember I said, not by the will of man. No scripture is given by the will of man. It's given through inspiration of God. Amen. So the people who put the Bible together decided that wasn't inspired, and that's why they're not in there. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Now, how many watch Christian TV? Anybody watch Joel Osteen? And y'all have your favorites. I know, David, you have your favorites. And they're wonderful teachers, amen? And you know what? They all wrote books, too, amen? Have you ever read any of their books? Joyce Myers, Joel Osteen. They're wonderful books. Which one? Yes. And they're wonderful books, but they're books about who? God. And they're books about what? The Bible, amen? They're right. Should those books be in the Bible? Of course not, amen? It's the same thing about those people who wrote those other letters, because nobody in the scriptures that we read mentioned any of those letters. They were never mentioned by Jesus, never mentioned by the apostles, never mentioned by the disciples, amen? They were not put in the Bible. So, if somebody came to me, if I read something out of here, that wasn't in the scriptures, and somebody came to me and said, I don't understand that, where is it in the Bible? I would be in trouble, amen? I say, because it's not in this book. It's not, and Jesus told me simply to preach the word, amen? Preach the gospel, amen? And I have to stay in the gospel, you see? Now, those people that we watch on TV, they're absolutely men and women of God. They love the Word of God. But when they talk and they preach out of this book. When Joel tells you something, he's preaching out of this book. When you're hearing a sermon on TV and he's got this book open, this is where he's preaching from. So that he can keep the unity. Amen. Understand, he's keeping the unity. Amen. He's keeping the people safe. He's giving them one word, the Word of God. Amen. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And now this is, like I said before, sometimes it sounds right when you're reading those other letters. You know, Joanne, they'll sound right, they'll make sense, but if I can't confirm it, I'm in a bad place, you understand? And sometimes we want to teach one of those things, or we want to read it as though it's scripture. And then what happens is say, well, that was pretty good. Can I have some more of that? And then you're tempted to do more from something other than in the scriptures. And you're tempted to preach on that. And I'm not preaching on the Word of God then, amen? See, the temptation is, boy, that sounds right to my ear. So maybe I'll preach some more on that. And that's not what Jesus told me to do, amen? And that's not what we're told to do. And right here, folks, in this book is all we need. Amen. This is all we need. Amen. Can I get an amen? Right here. And I wrote this. And I wrote all the sermon. Huh. I wrote this, Walter. Thank you, man. I know what I'm writing. We need to trust God, amen? We need to trust God. Don't trust me, trust God. Don't trust man, trust God, amen? We need to trust that this is sufficient. There's nothing else ever written that adds or subtracts to this. If it is, what does it say in Revelation? If anything is added, you're all the are subtracted, woe to you to add anything to this Bible, amen? Can I get an amen? Thank you, Lord. And I think Jesus says it best, and I'll read to you what he said, and then we'll close here. I know it's a little warm today, too. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to them, tend my sheep. And he said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Praise God. Feed my sheep. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Understand what you have right here, folks. You have the Word of God. You have the power of healing. You have the power and the strength of things you didn't know possible. You have inner comfort and you have joy. If you're going through something and you're sad, open this book up. God says, I'm right there with you. I'll walk you through it. I'll walk with you. I will carry you through if I have to. You come to this church, you have brothers and sisters ready to pray with you, ready to lift you up, ready to give you joy, ready to give you comfort. Amen. Out of this book, amen, this book that I am called to preach on, this is all we need. Can you say that with me? This is all we need. I would never want to take a chance, one chance, of preaching anything that's not in this book, amen? Because I don't want a God mad at me, and I don't want to lose you. I don't want to bring you to confusion. I don't want to make you think that there's other things that we can read besides God's Word, because God's Word is all we need, amen? And we need to trust God with that. Can I get an amen? Give him praise, church. What we have here at this moment is remembrance of Jesus and what he has done for us. And all that I'm telling you about is through him. He sent the Holy Spirit. He's done all for us. And he simply asked his children to do this in remembrance of him. Hallelujah. What he did on that cross for us. He said to eat and do this in remembrance of him as we take Jesus into our hearts. Thank you, Deacon. Praise God. The Bible says the world does not know him because the world does not want to know him. But we know him. The world doesn't call on him because they don't know to call on him, but we can call on him. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The world does not know that love that we have, that Holy Spirit, because they don't want to know. They have denied God from entering their hearts. Receive him today, children, in a different way, deeper today than you ever thought possible. And he will move in your life in ways you never thought possible. Change you from the inside out until your friends say, I don't recognize you anymore. The power of God. Thank you, Lord. Receive it today, children. Thank you, Lord. And what you know is so much more than what Peter knew and Paul. They had no idea what they were preaching. They just preached what God gave them. But you know what Peter did not know and what James did not know, because you know Jesus now in that way. So what you have is Jesus. Hallelujah. He took that bread, blessed and broke it, saying, this is my body, it's going to be torn for you. They didn't understand, you understand what he did for us. And he simply asked that we do this in remembrance of him. So let's do this in Jesus' name. Anytime you're obedient with the word, you're close to God. So I ask you at this moment, before we receive the sacrament, to ask God to remove any iniquities, any thoughts you had this week in your heart, any words, anything that you think might have separated you from God when God was with you every second. I pray that you ask him right now, Lord, remove these iniquities from me and from my heart and my mind, Lord, so that I can receive your blessing in Jesus' name. We know that when we pray, God hears. And when he hears our praise, he says yes and amen. And we know that God forgives. Forgives a forgetting your heart, seeking that forgiveness. So you're in a place of worthy. Hallelujah. Receive it today. Receive that sacrament and let it flow through your body, healing your body. Healing your body, because it's God's word that we're following today. I believe all things with God. I believe all things are possible. I believe. Just believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Preach that healing. Hallelujah. Live that healing. be stronger in God than you ever thought possible. And watch God move in front of you. All the joys of walking with the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. Thank you for your compassion, your understanding. Thank you for who you've made us to be, Lord. You've given each and every one of us something special, something different. Let us use what you've given us. Don't be afraid to use what God has blessed you with. Bless others with your gifts and let yourself be blessed too. Receive those blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may not have been called to be a preacher. You may not have been called to be an evangelist. You may not have been called to be an elder, but you have the power of God inside of you to heal people with your strength and your faith in Jesus. Thank you. Take that today. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for our trespasses so that we can receive you, Lord. For the forgiveness of our sins, the remission of our sins, receive in Jesus' name. God is all we need to heal. And give him praise, church. I didn't read those articles to condemn those people or judge them. I read them mostly to show you how bold the world is talking about healing with confidence. And that's why I read them. Why don't you see what the world is with this, that they can teach you how to do something without the power of God, that they tell you they can teach you how to do things without God behind everything, without the Holy Spirit. I think we should be bolder because we got Jesus behind us, amen? I want you to see that the world is not ashamed to say, oh, by the way, it's going to cost you $100 for two things. They're not ashamed to take the money. They're not ashamed to take and bring you somewhere and leave you on self, inner strength, amen? Well, God never leaves you alone. Amen. Can you say that with me? God never leaves you alone. And that is so beautiful. Thank you, Lord.